Hello and welcome to the Lawn Hustle, season number 3, episode 25. Before we get started with today's subject matter, let me recognize 3 people. My wife and 2 of our dearest friends. We met in Indianapolis for dinner, and while we were talking, I shared with my wife and Jeff and Christy that I wanted to start a podcast, but I was intimidated because of the way I speak. If you don't know, I am a throat cancer survivor. I had half of my larynx removed. I have 1 vocal cord. And in spite of that, my wife and Jeff and Christy encouraged me to start the podcast, to tell your story. They said to me, somebody needs to hear what you have to say. So I want to thank them for their encouragement. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for telling me that I can do this. I appreciate and love you all so much. In today's episode, I want to talk about taking your business to the next level. We hear motivational speakers do a lot of talking about going to the next level, reaching for the next level. I want to know, how do you do that? How do you go from where you are to the next level? Now, on previous podcasts, we have talked about goals and setting SMART goals, setting realistic goals, setting achievable goals. Now, I believe before you can go to the next level, you need to revisit your goal. And readjust your goal. And if the need be, scrap it and set a new goal. Reevaluate your progress, where you have come from, how far you have come, where you have been successful, and where you maybe have failed. Remember this, failures are not fatal. Failures are not final. Failures are a setup for success. If you look at it, reevaluate your goal, set maybe a new goal, you can go from where you are to the next level and find more success and more happiness than you ever dreamed. I believe in you. Because three people believed in me when I thought I couldn't do it. There's no way I can get on a podcast and talk publicly because of the raspy voice that cancer left me with. But my wife and Jeff and Christy encouraged me, guided me, told me you can do it, believed in me. And as they believed in me, I believe in you. And I'm telling you right now, I hope you hear me. You can go to the next level. It doesn't matter how far you've come. How far are you willing to go? Don't quit now. Don't stop now. Don't surrender. Don't throw in the towel. Don't you ever quit. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to go through times when you don't see success and you don't know if you're ever going to reach the goal. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you just keep working. And it can happen. I believe that for you. To take your business to the next level and find increased success and growth, typically means you're going to have to improve and expand your business. So how do we do that? Number one, you need to increase revenue and decrease expenses. Boost your sales. Maybe offer a new service. Or maybe work into new markets. Maybe up until now, you've just been a mow-only company. In order to take your business to the next level, you might want to start offering mulch install, river rock installs, go to school, get your certification, start offering lawn fertilization and weed control, or spray for insects. It's a big market. You can take your business to the next level by simply adding a new service. Don't get burnt out and frustrated. Try something new. Number two, expand your customer base. Reaching a new demographic or a geographical area. Maybe in your area, the market is saturated with lawn care companies. Why not try the next city over? Why not try the next county? Why not try a new neighborhood? Expand your customer base. more customers equals more revenue, which can take your business to that next level. Number three, enhance your operation. Improve your efficiency and your productivity. Improve the quality of your service. Now, I read a lot of social media posts, and I hear a lot of people bragging about how many customers they have. And I want to be the first to tell you, that doesn't impress me. More than the number of clients you have is the quality of work you perform. Quality overrides quantity every time. You can have 150 clients and 65 of them be unhappy. Or you can offer quality service each and every visit and have 50 customers and 50 customers happy with your service. So you want to improve the efficiency, the productivity, and the quality of your service. There is room for improvement. I desire to be better because I want to do more. I'm thankful for where we have come from, but I'm not content with where we are. Somebody needs to hear that again. I'm thankful for where we have come from, but I am not content with where we are. I want to go to another level. And in order to do that, yes, I need more customers. Yes, I need to work at increasing my revenue and decreasing my expenses. Yes, I need to enhance my operation. I need to run a more efficient operation. I need to increase our productivity, get more done in an 8-hour period, which means I might have to get up earlier to do the things that only I can do as a business owner, so that when 7:30 comes around, we can hit the ground running and get more done in a day's time. In order to take your business to the next level, invest in technology. Invest in new tools. Invest in technology to help you streamline your business. Get a good CRM to help you with your invoicing and receiving cash flow, making deposits makes it so much easier. Number five, if you want to go to the next level, build brand recognition. Everyone in my town knows me by my truck. I was talking about selling it. And someone in town said, oh no, don't do that. Every time we see that truck, we recognize, hey, there goes our lawn care guy. My truck, my t-shirts, my hat, it's all building a brand to take me to the next level. So if you don't have, get you some shirts, some hats, some decals on your truck and trailer, some stickers on all of your equipment. So everyone begins to recognize your brand because you're trying to build and grow your business. There's nothing wrong with where you are, but where do you want to go? If you don't know where you want to go in business, how will you ever know if you get there? Let me say that again. If you don't know where you want to go, and you don't have a clear vision, a clear goal of where you want to go, you will never know when you get there. Step back, reevaluate, look at your goal, look at your vision, look at your mission, and if you need to, adjust it, realign it, and start working to achieve it. Number six, if you want to go to the next level, hire talented people. Hire people with skills that will enhance your current team, that will add to and not take away from your current team. And always be training your replacement. Last week's episode was, are you working in or on your business? And I talked about the need to train and equip my replacement. Because as the owner, there's coming a day that I want to work on my business and not in my business. And that day will never happen if I don't start now in training and equipping and building a cohesive team that can get in there and get the job done with quality and make the customer satisfied every time. Number seven, to take your business to the next level, you need to improve customer experience. When the customer thinks of your business, what are they thinking? They come in, they rush through, and they leave, and the job is half done. Or they come in, and every week, they offer quality service. And my property always looks better when they leave than it did when they came. Enhancing customer service and customer satisfaction. If you do not have a Google page, Let me encourage you to get one. And ask your customers, if you are satisfied with my service, will you visit my Google page and leave us a rating and a 5-star review? And explain to them, when someone searches for lawn care near me, the more reviews and the more ratings I have, it takes my business higher up the chain. And when someone searches it, they see my name at the top of the list or one or two down. And chances are, potential clients are going to call you according to the rating on your Google page. So, we're talking about going to the next level. This can help you. If you improve and increase your customer satisfaction, and they write good things about you and your business and the service that you provide, it's going to lead to new clients, increased revenue, taking your business to that next level. I believe all of us, especially me, can do better. We can be better. We can offer better service. It's only going to help. Now, to take your business to the next level, I know you're going to have to increase the size of your operation. You're going to have to grow your business, maybe add another crew, or add a hardscaping crew, or add a landscaping crew to work with your mowing crew. And that goes back to adding more services. Increase the size of your operation because it will offer brand new opportunities for growth for your business. If you want to go to the next level, you're going to have to strategically take action aimed at significant growth brought by significant improvement. Did you reach your goal last year? If not, why? Did you set a new goal this year? If not, why? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And failure, though it is not fatal, I don't even want it to be an option. I want to take your business and my business to the next level. So I encourage you, reach higher, stretch wider, dig deeper, whatever you got to do to take your business from where you're at to the next level. I hope in these 7 or 8 bulleted points, there's something that I said that will encourage you, give you direction, and help you take your business higher than it's ever been. Read our show notes. Follow the links to connect with us on social media. give us a like, a follow, and subscribe. I appreciate you. We'll be back next week with another exciting episode of the Lon Hustle.